Hawaii is at the crossroads of many of the world's cultures, and as such, it's a place where a great many people have struggled to find their identity far from home. That struggle is a concern for Kiki, a young playwright whose latest effort continues the story of a young mixed-race Samoan woman and her search, both literal and figurative, for a home. Kiki's with us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this to some degree your story?
This is. I believe that all our stories are come from us.
I wouldn't argue with that at all. But what is the story? Tell me a little bit about it.
So this story, Fa'alawelawe, The Interruption, is about Mele, who loses her father that she's never met. And she inherits some land as well as a lot of family secrets that affect her and her relationships.
Land in Hawaii?
In Hawaii, yes.
And she is from Samoa?
No, she's from Hawaii. So I like to write for the people of the diaspora, and especially for my generation, who don't feel the connection to Samoa and don't feel the connection to wherever we are. So in that gray space that we often live in and around.
Not entirely of any one place, sounds like. What's that like?
It was very confusing at first, but I feel like, you know, after years of struggling with identity, I've reached a point where this is my home, and a freedom of speech, really, to speak on behalf of both sides, and I think there's a forgiveness as well that comes with that territory of living in the gray.
Forgiveness of whom?
Forgiveness of self, forgiveness of the past.
Why would you need to forgive yourself?
I think it has to do with identity and struggling with identity and forgiving. I've had to forgive myself for a lot of things.
Don't we all? I mean, that's fairly.
I have to forgive myself for writing these stories.
In terms of finding your own identity, there's a cultural identity to be found, how you fit within a larger group, and a personal identity, how you relate to yourself. And that's I think what you say when you talk about forgiveness. We all have to some degree accept ourselves, and maybe society isn't that accepting. Has that been part of your journey?
Yes, a huge part of my journey.
In what way?
Well, take coming out for example.
As a gay woman?
Yes, yes. I've struggled with that, and I feel like every time I have a show produced, every time I do an interview, it's just another coming out and another portion of me saying, it's okay. It's okay. Just come out. People are going to react the way they react. And really, I think, you know, nobody really cares.
It seemed like a bigger thing than it was when you did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's easy for people to feel marginalized by choices they make in their lives, by who they are and by who they are. In terms of their cultural identity as well. So what you've got is an identity in terms of your personal choices that might have you marginalized, as well as being from a different culture, a distant culture that tends, and we in America tend to marginalize people from what we see as the fringes. So that could push you to the... You know, that could push you away from a feeling of acceptance, couldn't it?
Yeah, and there, I remember growing up feeling very lonely in that. And what I found in having my writing produced is that there are so many people in that same boat. And so we're not as lonely as we think.
That's a positive message, isn't it? It also indicates that your writing has been therapeutic for you.
It has been.
What kind of things do people who have seen, and you've done another play based on this same character, what kind of things do people tell you about that play?
The greatest compliment that's bigger than any award is when people say thank you for writing this, please keep writing. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect seeing this story on stage, more my story on stage. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for that. I had one woman thank me and then write me on Facebook about how she never understood her girlfriend's situation when it came to religion, but the play brought her more perspective.
You know, it seems so ironic to me, Kiki, because so many plays have been written about so many aspects of the human experience. You would think we would have gotten to most of them by now, right?
Right?
Seemed that way to you, too?
Yes.
Well, you found something that others hadn't approached, so.
Yeah, which is very odd, I think.
It is odd. I mean, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. In the grand scheme of time, someone must have addressed these issues. But, okay, I'll be that person.
Well, it's great that you have. It's just I share your surprise that it hadn't been some. But, you know, all the more reason to do it.
Right.
How does the story, tell me a little bit about your character, the character in your play, and what happens in this play?
A lot of things happen to her. So the death of her father, mm-hmm. and her fiancé, who's making all these decisions that affect her life. And I think she's that character who doesn't have a lot of say until the very end. And so it's interesting in navigating her experience.
How she sort of takes more control of her life.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, it sounds like a pretty worthy project, Kiki.
Oh, thank you.
It also sounds as if you have more plays in you along those lines.
I do.
Good.
I have a whole family history that inspires them.
Well, you could do a whole 10-play cycle, you know, like August Wilson, right?
Right.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much,
really
Chris.
Really good to talk to you. University of Hawaii Master of Fine Arts Playwriting candidate Kiki, a.k.a. Kiana Rivera, is the author of Fa'ala Lave Lave, The Interruption, which will be performed November 29th through December 3rd at the Earl Ernst Lab Theater on the UH Manoa campus.